According to recent reports, a gay Spanish politician who belongs to the country's left-wing governing party has been forced to resign after pictures surface of the municipal councillor eating his own excrement. While incredibly disgusting, the existence of yet another degenerate politician would be unremarkable if not for the fact that he was defended by an unlikely ally, Peter Boghossian. Boghossian has made a name for himself in the conservative sphere as a non-woke classical liberal willing to stand against the corruption of academia. The former professor of philosophy felt a bizarre compulsion to take to Twitter and ward off those that would question the Spanish politician's behavior, urging his followers to, quote, mind your own business and leave the guy alone. When Boghossian inevitably received pushback for his strange reaction, he attacked his critics for their, quote, pervasive normative rigidity that comes from Christian fear of judgment, end quote. Many were confused at this absurd reaction from a man who had portrayed himself as a champion of returning rational standards to the university system. But Boghossian's outburst reveals an important contradiction that lies at the heart of liberalism and makes it incompatible with those who seek to return order and civilization to the West. Like many non-woke liberals of our era, Boghossian began his political journey as a militant new atheist progressive who spent much of his academic career attacking religion. The philosopher joined forces with prominent atheists like Richard Dawkins and Michael Shermer, hosting debates with Christian apologists to drive out the last vestiges of religious dogma from the enlightened West. As New Atheism waned in popularity, many public intellectuals involved with the movement discovered a new target for their acerbic deconstruction, wokeness. The social justice warriors who dominated college campuses in the late 2000s had grown up and taken positions as professors or administrators in the university system. Woke dogma was threatening the liberal order in academia, and the new atheists framed the successor ideology as the next in a long line of religions that needed to be defeated. Boghossian's most famous salvo against wokeness in academia came in 2017 when he teamed up with fellow new atheist James Lindsay and Helen Pluckrose to submit a series of fake scholarly papers to peer-reviewed journals. The papers were filled with a jumble of critical theory jargon designed to draw the adoration of woke academics despite saying nothing of substance. Some of the papers drew praise from reviewers, and a few even got published before the hoax was uncovered. Peer review is the linchpin of legitimacy for modern academic expertise, and discrediting the process threatened to deal a huge blow to the foundations underlying the power of our managerial elite. This revealing glimpse into the absurd system that has come to dominate many scholarly fields won Boghossian a fair amount of credit among conservatives and classical liberals who aren't interested in joining the woke revolution. As I've spoken about in previous episodes, like my neocon cycle one, I'll put the card, it should be popping up right now in the video, conservatives have a nasty habit of immediately accepting and even elevating to leadership liberals who hate them simply because they agree on a few issues. Many disgruntled liberal atheists have suddenly found themselves on the side of the very conservatives that they loathed for decades in the fight against wokeness, but that doesn't mean that they've had a change of heart. I didn't leave the left left me is the refrain most often uttered by these liberal castoffs, and they rarely take any responsibility for what their movement became. Despite his temporary embarrassment with the pace at which progressivism accelerated, Boghossian is still an unrepentant revolutionary who clings to every belief that inevitably led to the very woke order he now claims to oppose. As expectations for political leadership go, not eating excrement is a pretty low bar. It would be nice if we could demand more from those who rule over us, but asking them not to be so degenerate that they literally consume their own feces seems reasonable. But this very mild request appears to be a bridge too far for Boghossian, who sees any standard for sexual behavior as an absurd relic from our religious past. Like most liberal atheists, Boghossian refuses to connect his purposeful deconstruction of spiritual and moral sentiments with the dysfunctional world in which he finds himself. The philosopher's radical commitment to individual freedom dissolved every barrier to wokeness, but he simply refuses to own the consequences of his beliefs. When asked to place even the slightest restrictions on personal freedom, Boghossian reflexively strikes out at Christianity, which he still perceives as his true enemy. And to be very clear, Boghossian is not ignorant of the fatal flaws residing in classical liberalism, and to his credit, he's willing to discuss them at length. I personally had a cordial discussion with the philosopher during which I laid out the reasons why liberalism couldn't defend itself from hostile ideologies and why a more robust tradition was required to ground Western society. I went in expecting a knockdown, drag-out fight, but to my surprise, Boghossian spent most of the hour-long discussion conceding every one of my points. But despite the posture of general retreat, Boghossian still insisted that liberalism remain the only way forward. Recent events have clearly shaken his faith, but ultimately the academic can't imagine a world where liberalism does not reign supreme. Although they often adopt the moniker of classical liberal, the leftists ejected from progressivism share very little with the historical movement. The father of classical liberalism, John Locke, famously wrote that atheism was immoral and that its adherents could not be trusted, especially with political power. In the face of overwhelming evidence that the lack of religious and moral conviction in public life has destroyed Western civilization, liberal atheists like Boghossian simply can't admit the failure of their ideology. In theory, liberalism holds that rational discourse can resolve all issues in the public square. In practice, the advocates of liberalism have proven impervious to that discourse. The faith of the spurned liberal is, in fact, as dogmatic as the religious doctrines they sought to undermine. The unrepentant liberal can't take ownership over the consequences of his ideology and will always return to his core hatred of the religious traditions it displaced. The West must embrace a tradition that can make demands of its citizens and uphold standards for its leaders. If liberals can't even summon the moral fortitude to demand that their leaders refrain from literally eating their own crap, then maybe they simply have no place in a conservative coalition. Thanks for watching, guys. If you enjoyed this video, go ahead and click like, and if you haven't subscribed yet, now is a great time to do so. If you'd like to get these broadcasts as podcasts, make sure that you go ahead and subscribe to The Orrin McIntyre Show on your favorite podcast platform, and when you do, leave a rating or review. It really helps with the algorithm magic. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter or Gab or Substack or Instagram, if you'd like to watch these videos on Rumble or Odyssey, the links to do all of that are down below in the description. And if you'd like to pre-order my new book coming out, The Total State, you can do that on Amazon. And of course, you can watch all of my videos and read all of my columns over at The Blaze. Thanks for watching, guys. And as always, I'll talk to you next time.